And if there's Ra sand in the fall, they used to draw put salmon. They always put, gather the salmon and pile them up. They used to save that kind of salmon without cutting. When the fish could keep, they just save them and pile them and make them. But some people always eat them frozen, but I can't eat them very well. That's how to preserve fish in the summer time when it's time to gather food. Everything we could get, animals, they dry animals, fish. We hardly ever sleep to dry it. And then when I got married to Irvin Russell, we came down to coast and he started getting seal. And I started working on Ugruk and Muktuks. Rose Custer mentioned about, this is about caribou fat. This is about caribou fat. This is caribou fat. They simmer them and let them. Also caribou meat, they always cut them real thin and dry them up. When they get the meat thin and when they get stink inside and swell, people can die from them from poison. But when they're dried, real dry, thin and dry, they put them away in boxes. Also, they'll always cut the shellfish real thin and dry them. Thin, they're too fat, and put shades every time they dry the meat and fish. But the she inside, the balloon inside, turn them inside out and dry them, and they preserve them from the stomach oil fat. They simmer the oil and put them away. Also salmon, when you cut them, you have to cut them thin, hide them in the shade for people good eating. When the sun heat spoils it, they're no good eating, they're only for dog feed. This is Mimi Sheldon from Nervik. I want to say a few things too about bears. I've heard about them, but my grandma used to mention from my grandma Umak. Long ago they didn't have no barrels, but they used to put barrels in, berries in birch trees bark and cut them, and they always put them in birch bark containers and put them in their cache. That's how they used to store the blueberries away, because they didn't have no barrels to put them away. Another thing from Ayagutak. One time he was up there, they had lots, they pick lots akpik until after they had, and they had no more barrels to put their barrels away. That Agayagutak came from down coast and told her how to store the barrels. You have to fill the flour sack, put. He told him. They always put the salmon barrels in flour sack, tie the top, and put it in the lake where it's stagnant water, and let it stay there all summer. And in the fall, when they pick the sack, it's just like fresh what you just pick after it was there in the flower sack all summer long. And this is another subject about her dad. When her dad, when my dad used to go up river, they always jump into the Umar raft to see if they could find bear intestines cooked in the raft. What they cook, they always clean the intestines, clean it and inside out. They clean it and roast it. After they clean it little and roast it in the campfire. That's what we used to go into my dad's raft to go and eat that part. He always have in the boat, in the raft. When his dad go hunting upriver in a raft, that's one thing she used to want to eat. This is about how to store akpik when people have no more barrels to put or anything to store them. They always dig a hole in the ground and put leaves around it. Put the bears inside. They always put the bears in the hole after they put leaves in it, and then they always put those big green leaves on top, cover it real well, and put it. That's how one thing to store akpik when they put berries away in the hole when they have no more containers. This is Topsy Raymond from Selwick. I would like to tell about when my dad and Dukdoruk used to hunt. She was saying about the intestines and ikhlu with the put fat in it and roast it in the fire and eat it that way. They always eat it. I want to say something about fat too. I didn't raise with mama, but I used to move to my sisters and my aunts. My mom died when I was little. When I was able to do work myself, I started fishing by myself. there was in Sal, we didn't have teachers right away. We used to live all over in the sloughs. We fish. These relatives live all by themselves in Kugajak and other relatives in other places. That's how those people used to live because there was no school. They used to store the fish away and they make rafts or they made, they always have rafts to fish. They didn't have no nets like us today when they fish. They used to call them names, Kangenermit, Noyadormit. And they used to put the suvaks and stomachs in the hole in the ground and save all of that stuff and save it for dog food. They always cut. Oh, they always use the sour dog stems to. They always use willows, strong willows too. And then they tie those big leaves, tie them with willows. They always put the suvaks into that kind of container. They always dry them up. And that's how they used to preserve when they dry. They always roast them. They always roast the suvaks and the akharoks. Cook them with suvaks and make fish oil from them. And save them in the container. This thing about the suvak, what she was talking about, they put the leaves together and put them together, dry them up and put the suvaks, line them up and dry them inside over the leaves, and when they're dry they roast them close to the fire. They don't just put them on the fire but just so they could dry warm from the smoke and save them oil and put them away. And this is about long ago they didn't have any. They used to pick barrels. They never had no barrels. That's when we didn't get teachers right away. They had first teachers in 1908, and before that time they used to go shopping to Cayenne and to Candle to get white man food because they didn't have no teachers for a long time. And then they started buying nets. When my kids were able to fish, we used to dry fish and put them away in the cache. Everything we can in the fall time. in the fall time when we get the fish, we save them for frozen fish. We used to make a barrel, willows, and then soft willows. They put sticks, wood around, and put these little willows with a kudochak, and they fill that hole, that box, with shellfish and freeze them. And then when it's time to freeze, they always put them out. And then they put the fish out. When it's time, freezing time, put them out and then freeze them. They save them for cook. Also whitefish. We never had no gunnysacks in those days. We always use these tall black grass and weave them with them and they always used to. They used to braid the grass and put fish in them. That's how they used to make like gunny sacks. After they weave the tall grass and make sacks with it, that's how they always dry make up with white fish. And when they're drying white fish, it's really, you have to watch them because there's lots of flies. They put she is telling the way how they always smite smoke white fish. They put them in the after they put willows on top like and then put fire under to make smoke. Another thing about Iglit Khoptora, what she said. I think this younger generation don't know. Another thing she was mentioning is about white fish. They let them stay overnight and you don't use a ulu, you just use your fingers, your thumb to splice them and put two of them together and dry them. You smoke them and they're real good to eat too.
Puturati.
One thing too, that this is fresh though. This is fresh white fish or khalushak, big khalushak. They always cut the half of the fish, make a hole, and they call them puturak or iglip khoptak. That's how to store food. And then in the winter time, there's this one thing too about storing food is when they dig a hole in the ground and put, after they freeze, after the ground's frozen, if mice can't get into it, any flies if the flies won't get into it, they always put everything they can into it. White dried fish, berries, fish oil with suvaks, hawk, everything you could think of to eat, good food to eat, they cover it and then put it away. And when Selvik people mention it or want that one, they go and open it. That's what they call tinnin or Selvik Mijak's food. Lucy Smith. She's talking about the bike, how to make bike, to put oil, and how to cut it and dry it, take the scale off and clean it, cut the head off. Slept the overnight and try not to cut the skin and try to take the meat off. Then blow it and make balloon out of it and dry it. Those fins, please tie it up in the head part. After it dried, they put fish eggs and fish oil. They always wait till the boats arrived in springtime. Can be eaten, even the cover part of fish. About the berries, how to store. How to stir the berries in a barrel. They take the part of those little young willows. When you want to keep the berries, juice can get together when you put little willow in the middle pocket. Rose Custer. So what is it? they dig the ground and purge bark and put the bear meat inside. Can be spoiled in open it in fall time. Clean the bear's stomach, fill it with intestines, and can be spoiled. They put the intestines inside the stomach. Then heat it up and put it close to fire. Just heat it a little bit from the side to sides. Very good. They have already talked about this, but I'm going to say something too. She's talking about the bear fat. It could be spoiled right away when it's not cooked. When the hunter take it home, you have to work it right away. Fry the fat. Not overcook it. When it have crisp, take it up. Cut the cooked meat and put it inside that grease. And put it in dish pan. Pour it to dish pan. Try not to overcook the bear fat. Cut the meat real small. Cook it with that in that grist. This way you can cook all the bear's fat. If you had barrel, you can put it in a barrel, pour it to barrel all year round. Even been stored, it can be spoiled. It's just like bear, black bear's fat too. Black bear's and bear fat can be spoiled when you don't put it away or cook it right away. It can be spoiled. It's not like sealed soil. Also, the fish, what you already said. I always try to pick a light fish when I wanted to put it for cock, frozen fish to eat, divide them for dog food. Put them in a sack or in a box. Also, how to stir the salmon berries. Even when you add strawberries and salmon berries, it tastes good. Strawberries.
Strawberry.